A short while ago, the KwaZulu-Natal Premier Sihle Zikalala was briefing the media on relief efforts in KZN after the flooding that took place there. Don't forget, there's another cold front that's going to hit the country, so KZN obviously bracing for that as well. The NGO Gift of the Givers has also been, according to reports, slamming government's slow response to help the KZN flood victims. And Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, watching that briefing for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What has the KZN Premier been telling us?
Well, Mandy, there are warnings about the inclement weather conditions that are expected to hit some parts of the country and KZN. And he says, due to the fact that the province has recently experienced flooding, the ground could still be more fatal for more incidents. So he's saying that the province must brace itself for more funding should the rain recede over 20 millimeters of rain. And these were also echoed by the Department of Cooperative Governance yesterday, saying that there are severe weather conditions expected, like your thunderstorms and heavy rains. Also, he was speaking about the outlines and the update that came from the Provincial Executive Committee, a meeting that set yesterday, Mindy. And this also includes the assisting people in shelters. You would know, Mindy, that there are still over 40,000 people housed at community churches and community halls. But there's also been an issue, Mandy, where last week when you crossed to me while we were with Mayor Mtolisi Kaunda, there were concerns that some of the items that are actually meant to be going to the shelters never reached the shelters because there's some alleged theft and corruption around those. So Premier Sihle Zikalala says that they, as provincial government, have been in contact with humanitarian organizations and making means that this should not happen in future, Mandy.
Nhlanhla, thank you very much for that update. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN reporter, giving us a wrap there of what the KZN Premier had to say about the flood recovery efforts in KZN and preparations ahead of this weekend's cold snap as well.